Performers and music lovers will flock to Seattle this Memorial Day weekend for the 45th Northwest Folklife Music Festival. Yeah, you'll hear a little bit of this. But you'll also hear a new twist on folk music. Naomi Washira fuses musical influences from her home country of Kenya into her take of folk.
So I grew up in, I think, a culture that music, one, is very important, and there's a lot of rhythm and a lot of movement when it comes to whether it's playing an instrument like drums or percussion. But then there's also like the singing part of it, which is filled with harmonies. I grew up in the church and my dad was a pastor, so we spent a lot of time learning how to naturally harmonize whatever song you were singing.
Naomi Washira will be performing at the Northwest Folklife Festival in Seattle this weekend. She joined me to talk about her life and music. You moved to the U.S. when you were 19, and in this song you say you are an African girl and you're trying to defy everything people say of those who have chocolate skin. Tell me more about that.
I wrote this song when I was 33, and at that point I was very aware of the fact that the West or Europe had always assumed that Africans were descendants of a cursed race. And I think this song was for me in a way trying to defy and say that because I know what it feels like to be in my skin and I feel myself to be completely human, and I want to prove anybody who would think that because of the skin of my color that I'm different, that I'm really not.
Moving to the U.S. from Kenya seems like a big shift. How did that move change how you thought of your identity?
It definitely forced me to really look at it, because I think before I just took it for granted. You know, growing up in Kenya, I was black and that's it. But when I got here and started to realize I was different, in the first probably 10 years, I spent so much time trying to assimilate and trying to be like everybody else because I wanted to fit in, I wanted to survive. But then that created sort of like this chaos internally because I felt like I was abandoning a huge part of who I was. And I think that's when I really started wrestling with my identity. And thank God I came to this sort of like line of saying like, well, this is who I was created to be. And I'm extremely proud of where I come from, of my heritage, of my faith, of my people, what we stand for. But I'm also proud of the woman that I have become in this country.
You talk about race, among other things, in the song We Are in Trouble.
'Cause when one man declares his religion is better than the rest, you know we're in trouble. And when one man declares his race is superior to the rest, you know we're in trouble.
Seattle's known as being a pretty white city, and the racial diversity that we do have seems to be segregated into neighborhoods. Was that something that you noticed when you first moved here?
Yeah, I did. I remember actually joking with my friends that I'd walk into downtown area and always like wondering where the black people were. Also because I think I'm African, people sort of can tell. Like, I think that people will always like look at me and they're like, you're black, but we can tell you're really not from here. But I did notice that. And but I think part of how I grew up was I've always learned to sort of adapt to whatever environment I'm put in. And so I think for me, even in those moments, I'm just like, okay, well, I guess I'm the only one around here and I'm going to be okay with that. And I'm not going to be intimidated by the fact that, you know, if I go to a show and I'm like the only black person there, I don't feel weird, or I'm just like, well, I'm here and I'm going to enjoy this moment because it is my moment. And so I don't really let those things sort of affect how I interact with the world or, you know, how I place myself in different situations.
I understand there's another divide that has pushed you now out of Seattle. Why did you recently move to Yakima?
It's becoming pretty expensive to live in this city. And I've loved Seattle so much, but being a full-time artist, I can't afford a place in Seattle at this point.
And could you before at one point?
I did, yeah. When I first started I started doing music full-time about 3 years ago, and I had a beautiful space in Lower Queen Anne and absolutely loved it.
And that was just 3 years ago.
It was just 3 years ago, yeah. And I left for Europe, and I was in Europe for like 5 months last year, and I came back and I barely could find anything that, you know, was even comparable to what I had before.
But Naomi Washira will be back in Seattle this weekend. She'll be playing at the Northwest Folklife Festival Sunday afternoon.